Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Conservation leaders in American Prairie say they're pressing ahead with their plan to appeal a federal order that pulled away the agency's use of federal lands for bison grazing. The group confirms it's filed a 40-page legal brief to the Department of the Interior's Appeals Division, seeking to reverse the order handed down from Washington a few weeks ago. The organization argues the decision didn't follow the science. Meanwhile, American Prairie says it's going to suspend this year's public bison hunt while the situation is ironed out. Missoula leaders say they're ready for public input on a plan to replace a failing main under the Clark Fork River. Originally installed in 1963, the pipeline serves most residents living south of the river. However, recent studies have revealed exposed portions of the line and erosion in the river channel. Officials say replacing the crossing is vital to protecting local water quality, improving long-term system reliability, and reducing the risk of future service disruptions. The Public Works and Mobility Wastewater Division is scheduling a public hearing for Tuesday, June 23rd. To discuss the options for replacing the 36-inch sewer main that crosses beneath the Clark Fork River near the resource recovery facility. The meeting is going to run from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Missoula City Council Chambers on West Pine Street. Residents can also review the project and submit their feedback and suggestions online through the Engage Missoula website. Could Bozeman's form of government change in the future? That's the question being raised as reviews of the city press ahead on ideas for charter changes. City says the Bozeman Study Commission has finalized its tentative report and proposed an amended city charter. City administrative staff say a formal public hearing has been scheduled for Thursday, June 18th in the commission room at City Hall. Officials say the reason, the session is legally designed to collect community data, oral arguments, and direct voter feedback before the charter proposals are finalized.
For more on these stories and others around Montana, download the Montana State News app.
As veterans, we're not-